You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. You know, we've been talking about how to change your life forever, how to make things completely different. We gave some practical things you could do, but then we're trying to get to where you can understand how God does things and how God wants to help in your life and his method for doing it. Because if not, you're going to be frustrated. And so if you've missed any of these, I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these materials over and over. Not only that, if you've heard them all, right, you're not going to get it out of just one hearing. Go back and listen over and over and over again till get your Bible out. I'd go home. Listen, if you're listening to this in a car on the radio, then make a note. Go to KurtOwen.com. Go home. Download the podcast or watch the videos and get your Bible out. And every time we read a scripture, stop, read it for yourself, and then go on and listen to it, okay? And start feeding it down on the inside of you. So, we're starting in Mark chapter 4 because this is where Jesus begins to explain how God does things and how God wants to do things in your life. And it says that his disciples and some other people didn't really understand it. And so he comes to him in verse 13 and says, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you all understand all parables?" We're in Mark 4:13. In other words, you don't get this, you're not going to get anything that I'm saying. Okay. And he said, "The sower sows the word." Not only that, I'm going to deviate from what I normally talk about. But in verse 26, he says this, "The kingdom of God... The kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." I want you to go back to the first part of this that says, "The kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed on the ground." This is the way the kingdom of God operates. God sows seed. If you want to receive from God, this is the way the kingdom of God operates. You've got to sow seed. You know, people say, "Well, I don't understand how that would work." You don't need to understand how it works. You just need to understand that it does work and continue to sow the seed. Listen. I own a car, okay? And some of you have been, as you're listening to this, you're saying, "I just don't understand. If I keep sowing this word, how is this going to change my finances? How is it going to change my body? How is it going to change my finances or my family?" I don't necessarily know how it does it, except that I do know that the word created everything. I'm not claiming that I understand much. I mean, I'd hate to die as ignorant as I am today. But the thing of it is I do get a hold of the fact that if the word created everything, it should be able to fix everything. That just makes sense. Because it'd be like if I had the wood of if I have a table and somehow or nothing, something dropped on the table and broke like half of it. As long as I still have the wood that made the table and as long as I still have the expertise to fix the table, then what created the table should be able to fix the table. And so you have access to the very thing that created you, the very thing that created the earth. You have access to this word. And so I think that's part of the way it works, okay? But I'm not even pretending to tell you that I understand it. And that's not really a big deal. And we seem like we're jumping back to understanding, but let me say this. Because remember where it says here, the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. You don't necessarily have to know how it works. You do need to understand that it works. Because, and let me give you this illustration. If you're in Port St. Lucie, Florida, we use when I anytime I get my cars fixed, I go over to see Frank at Frank Bologna at Advanced Auto. Okay, now I have to tell you, and he didn't pay me anything to do this. He, you know, this is Frank's. You know, I trust Frank with my cars, and have for years. Here's the thing. Frank can explain to me what happens when I stick my key in my ignition and turn it over. Frank can explain how the engine works. He can fix the engine. Me, I don't understand any of that. All I understand is stick the key in, turn it this way, and the car goes. Why does it go? I have no idea, right? I have no idea. Now, Frank can explain how it works. Me, I can't explain it. But you want to know what? I still drive the car. I don't sit there and say, well, I'm not doing that. I don't understand how it works. I've had Frank try to explain to me before how the car worked and didn't understand what he was saying. He was talking to me about timing. He's talking about me about this part. He's talking to me about that part. And I'm sitting there looking at him like a calf at a new gate because I don't have the expertise nor the wisdom to understand the how of what he's saying. You know, there's a lot of times you're asking God questions about how is this going to work. And folks, you just aren't smart enough to understand his answer, right? You might in time, there might be some things that come a long way, but ultimately, if you trust him, Frank can just say, Kurt, just get in the car, turn on the ignition, and drive. You don't need to understand how the brakes work. You don't need to understand how the gas pedal works. You don't need to understand how the linkages and all that. Kurt, all you need to do is get in the car and drive. And really, that's where you need to get to. This is the way God does it, and this is the way it gets done. Okay? So why are you sitting there saying, I just don't understand how that would work? If the one who created everything says this is the way it works, let's quit arguing. Let's quit fussing. And just say, you know what? The whole kingdom of God functions if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Right? This is the way the whole kingdom work operates. In other words, when God wants to do something, he sows seed. And he sows his word. How did God create the earth? He sowed his word. How did God create the method of your salvation? He sowed Jesus. This is the way it works. The entire kingdom of God functions as if a man should sow, scatter seed on the ground. Now here's a question. Why are not more people receiving from God? Could it be because they don't sow the seed that would bring forth the change they needed? You know, today's offering day on the broadcast, and your offerings make it possible for us to make these programs, to teach you these things. You also make it by your giving. You make it possible for us to give away our materials absolutely free. You make it possible for us to go to the missions field where we go on an average of once a month per year. Your giving does that, okay? Now, all of those things, people say, well, I think you ought to just do the broadcast without anybody sowing seed. How long do you think that lasts if nobody gives? How long do you think that lasts? Are the radio stations just going to give us free time? TV stations just going to give us free time? Doesn't something need to be sown? Doesn't there need to be something planted? You know, and you know, we try to look at the money that we pay the radio stations and stuff as seed we're sowing into them so that we can reap a harvest, your understanding of the word. But the entire kingdom functions if a man should scatter seed. There's people, but see, here's the thing. It being offering broadcast, there's people that want a financial harvest but won't sow any financial seed. Let me go a little bit further. There's people that want to understand what I'm teaching, but their heart isn't inclined because they let everything distract them. Did you know that by sowing finances, you can focus your heart? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, one of the things as you sow into this broadcast, I believe you'll listen to it more. I believe you'll listen to it more intently than ever before. I also believe by you participating in this broadcast, you will receive more from it. Why? because the entire kingdom of God functions if a man should scatter seed on the ground. This is the reason we ask you to give. Do we have bills to pay? Yes, we do. Do we want to continue to do these broadcasts and put these available? Yes, we do. But why? Why do we want to do this? Because we're trying to sow this seed into you so you learn to sow your seed so the entire kingdom of God can operate effectively. That's what this is about. We want you to sow seed so that you can have a harvest. The first harvest I want you to have is understanding of the word, where you are engaged. Listen, if most people, let me say it like this. If people have investments, when they read the newspaper or check the stock exchange, do they check everybody else's stocks? Or do they check the stocks they've been invested in? Is that where their attention is? Well, see, we're saying if you'll give into this ministry and you'll give into this teaching, then when you hear this teaching, you're going to be checking your investment and you're going to be receiving because that's where your focus is going to be. Now, if you're making a decision to become a partner today, I want to thank you for doing that. Thank you. And I believe that everything that we're doing in this ministry that you will receive fruit for in heaven. But the first fruit that you'll receive is you'll receive greater clarity in what we're teaching. You'll also receive this seed multiplied back to you because after all, the entire kingdom of God is if a man should plant seed in the ground. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I lift up each one of these, those that are already partners and those that are becoming partners. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I command their blessing down upon them and everything that they set their hand to. I do that as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you now that whereas they plant their treasure, their heart will be in this word that they're hearing. Their heart will be in this ministry as it's teaching other people all over the world. And Lord, they're going to receive more from the word of God and from what we're teaching than ever before. Plus, Lord, as they sow today, Lord, I thank you. This word is going to produce, but also this seed, this financial seed is going to produce, and that they are going to have a harvest. And Father, I thank you that whatever their need is, spirit, soul, body, financially or socially, this seed is going to produce that harvest because the entire kingdom of God functions if so man should scatter seed on the ground. Today, Lord, when they sow this seed, the kingdom of God is going to go into operation and provide what they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to Michael. Thank you for becoming partners. Listen to Michael and he'll teach you how to give. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today